AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Belgium's Justice Minister Koen Gijs says his nation is under its highest security alert.
4 on a scale of 4.
Gijs tells the AP that there's a real chance of a Paris-style attack on the streets of Brussels.
It is a serious and imminent threat.
The investigation into the Paris attacks has resulted in 3 more arrests in Belgium and 3 arrests in Turkey, including one Belgian man who is said to have been in contact with the Paris attackers. 130 people are dead since the attacks a little more than a week ago. Hundreds of others were wounded or injured. President Obama, now attending the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, has denounced the hotel attack in Mali in West Africa, in which 20 people were killed. Mark Smith has more.
The president says just as militants did a week ago in Paris, the gunmen in Mali slaughtered innocents.
And once again, this barbarity only stiffens our resolve to meet this challenge.
He says America and its allies will be relentless in bringing those behind this attack and others like it to justice.
We'll continue to root out terrorist networks. We will not allow these killers to have a safe haven.
Speaking to a business audience in Malaysia, Obama noted many of the victims had come to Mali to help bring peace to the strife-torn former French colony and said America will stand with Malians as they work to build a democratic future. Mark Smith, Washington.
An early season snowstorm has brought a foot and a half of snow to parts of South Dakota and Iowa. It's now headed to the east. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bruce Terry.
Today it'll be in Illinois, Indiana and Michigan, and then moving into southeastern Canada Saturday night.
More than a foot of snow has already fallen in Chicago's northwestern suburbs, with one site reporting nearly 15 inches. Similar amounts reported in southeastern Wisconsin. Chicago itself has had a rain-snow mix. There have been some flight cancellations and delays at both O'Hare and Midway. This is AP Radio News. Federal officials are expected to announce later today recommendations for how people can register their drones. AP's Joan Lowy tells us more.
The FAA is hoping to create what they call a culture of responsibility. They think if people have to register their drones and give them an identification number, that they'll take more care not to fly where they shouldn't fly.
The drones include those that could weigh as little as half a pound. The FAA is hoping to have the new registration procedures in place by the end of this year. Police say a former babysitter has been arrested in the kidnapping of 2-year-old Massachusetts girl who was found sitting naked by the side of a road, her head shaved. Hamilton police say 21-year-old Abigail Hanna is being held without bail. The little girl was reported missing from her home yesterday morning. She was found several hours later and then taken to Boston Children's Hospital for evaluation. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.